Now, 48 hours from now, the postponed rerun of the Austrian presidential election will be well underway. In the wake of the various mishaps, the parties in parliament have agreed to start working on electoral reform in January, so perhaps the next elections aren't quite so epic. A group of Austrian international election observers have drawn up a list of recommendations as a contribution to that debate. The initiative is called Wahlbeobachtung.org, and one of the founders, Armin Rabic, told Joanna Bostock that despite their worldwide experience, they've never been engaged as election observers in Austria.
This is because we don't have the legal framework to provide for domestic election observation. There's a specific recommendation from the OSCE that a domestic observation should take place, but so far the lawmakers in parliament have not decided to change the law and provide for this possibility.
Do other countries have this kind of civic observation?
Yes, definitely. We have been to many countries in Africa, Asia, where it's absolute standard that there is domestic observation, but also in countries like Slovakia, Czech Republic, Croatia, which are neighboring countries, domestic observers played a big role when it came to the strengthening of democracy in the early days.
One of the things that you're talking about is simplification, standardization, and harmonization of electoral legislation. In what way is it not simple and not harmonized at the moment?
Well, I've been working on elections for more than 15 years. I don't have a legal background, but I know how to read constitution and laws and understand legal frameworks. But for someone who has not done this and does not have a legal background, it's very difficult to understand the law. That means people conducting the elections on election day do not have the knowledge to understand the legislation in Austria, which is overly complicated by the very many laws which are guiding the process.
So we're talking about like the Wahlhelfer, for the people who would have been involved in the situations which led to the rerun.
Exactly.
Another thing that you suggest is that the electoral system should be adapted to reflect changes in society. Which particular changes do you have in mind, and what kind of adaptations could be included to address those?
Well, for example, the Wahlhelfer, they have to be nominated by political parties right now. But in the present times, people want to be politically active, especially young people, but they don't want to be associated with a particular political party. So we recommend that we open up the system to also interested citizens to be Wahlhelfers.
Obviously, the postal ballots, the Wahlkarten, have been a big issue. What kinds of things, then, would you suggest to iron out the difficulties that we've had in the past?
For example, it can be simplified. We have Wahlkarten which arrive until 5 o'clock on the election day, and then they are counted the next day. And some election bodies, especially in, I think in Tyrol, mentioned that the results could only be out on Wednesday. So why not have the Wahlkarten by morning of election day and then count it together with all the other ballots in the respective polling station?
That was election observer Armin Rabic talking to Joanna Bostock. The Austrian presidential election, of course, on Sunday. Whoever you vote for, if you can vote, go and vote. Democracy is a wonderful thing, having your say in what happens with your country. It's a privilege. My sermon is now over. I'll play some music.